This is Love, Sex, and Paperwork, a MCU fanfic written by M to the Destiel and read by Rena Jenkins as Steve Rogers.
Annalise O10 as Bucky Barnes.
Black Glass as Sam Wilson.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid as Tony Stark.
Originally as Natasha Romanoff.
Fire Juggler as the narrator.
The Muse Calliope as Bruce Banner.
And The Interviewer.
Read by Panica.
A handsome blonde man leads the way through the small town of America, Illinois' government offices. He is Steve Rogers, Director of Parks and Recreation.
And here's where it all happens.
It doesn't look like much yet, but this department is the true spirit of the American people. You see what I did there? Okay, let me introduce you to the guys.
Yes, the actual name of this town is America. No, Steve never gets tired of making puns about it. I mean, the man was born on the 4th of July.
Director Rogers continues into the large open office. His staff greets him with moderate enthusiasm.
Great, everybody's here. Let's see, you guys already met Sam Wilson to get this whole shindig set up.
Sam salutes from the doorway to an inner office.
Steve really loves his job. Like, really loves it. This whole documentary thing? His idea. He wants to show the people the lifeblood of American government.
This is Tony Stark, our tech guru.
Tony kisses the interviewer's hand.
And Bruce Banner. He's a magician in the conference room.
Bruce mumbles something about flattery.
In the staff room, we call him Captain America. I mean, they. Not me. I would never.
And what do you do in the department?
I'm the Director of Public Relations, and I moonlight on the Committee for Veterans Affairs. They call me the Falcon, because I always swoop in and save the day.
And finally, we have the glue that holds the whole operation together, Bucky Barnes.
At a desk in the corner, a man with a metal prosthetic arm is flicking paper footballs at a garbage can. He grins, rakishly, winking at the camera. Director Rogers stares with a fond grin on his face. Tony throws a pen at him, and he jumps.
Right, that's everybody. Why don't we check out my office, and I can show you some of our current projects.
James Buchanan Barnes, Executive Assistant to Director of Parks and Recreation Steve Rogers, and former Army Ranger sniper. So, watch out.
Former Sergeant Barnes and I have been friends pretty much our whole lives. When I found out he was injured in action, I knew America would be the perfect place for him to get back on his feet. He's really proven himself invaluable to our work here in the department.
Yeah, I got blasted off a bridge in Chechnya, lost my arm, got a medical discharge, and when I got back in touch with Steve, he invited me here to work for him while I decide what to do with my GI Bill. That was 3 years ago.
It looks like you've adjusted well to your disability. Can you tell us all about what you experienced?
No.
Let's
go back to talking about Steve.
I'm Tony Stark, Director of Technology and Equipment Maintenance.
And I'm Bruce. I head up the Committee for Park Programs and Activities.
Even though he only picks boring activities.
Yoga in the park is an excellent source of exercise for the mind and body.
So, what can you tell me about recent events in this department?
I'm glad you asked, because we want to be perfectly honest with you. It's true. Our humble office has recently become a den of scandal.
What?
Don't be so overdramatic, Tony.
And gossip. Our reputation tarnished beyond repair.
He's talking about our boss, Steve.
Rogers, who is banging his assistant. Oh, you weren't actually asking about that. Because you didn't know.
No, definitely not. Former Sergeant Burns and I are not... I mean, really, that would be totally unprofessional.
Steve.
Bites bottom lip and nods.
Well, considering that it's against department policy for coworkers to date, and it's literally my job to keep any unprofessional conduct within our department out of the media, I have no comment. However, if Steve and Bucky were together and I did have a comment, it would be that I think it's adorable. Also, slightly disgusting. We shouldn't be talking about this. Who told you? Was it Tony? Of course it was Tony. Why am I even asking?
Why don't you talk about the first time it happened?
The first time what happened?
The first time you two slept together.
We never... I mean, I don't think that's really important.
I was the catcher. It was the best lay of my entire life. No exceptions.
I heard they didn't even make it out of the parking lot.
Jesus, Tony.
Is it difficult to fit two grown men against the seat cushions of a mid-sized car? Yes. Was it worth it? Absolutely. 'Cause I love Steve. I love his heart, his smile, his innate instincts for fiscal responsibility, his incredible pectorals.
Did you hear about that as well?
Again, I will neither confirm nor deny. All I can say is, I will not be riding in the back of Barnes' Subaru anytime soon. You feel me?
And I love how he's not afraid to be a little rough when I ask him for it.
What? No! No, Buck, that is, former Sergeant Barnes and I have not had sex on government property.
So there's just a little burn when he really starts pounding.
No, really. I thought we were here to talk about park projects.
So, we got some interesting footage on the sound recorder we left here last night. Care to discuss that?
What can I say? Steve's a talker.
On his desk! We share an office!
No comment.
I topped this time. The results? Equally satisfying.
We're mostly pretending it's business as usual.
Parks don't stop running just because your boss is nailing his assistant, longtime object of manly pining.
There has been a lot of pining.
For example, this morning, the security system for the entire Pierce Memorial Arts Center died. All that horrible art, vulnerable. And who fixed that?
How? You did.
That's right, I did. And what was Director Stephen, Captain America, Rogers, doing while I was rewiring an 18th century building?
He was screwing Bucky against the copy machine.
Against the copy machine in the break room! The break room!
You seem a little distracted. Anything on your mind, former Sergeant Barnes?
Are you even going to pretend that you believe me when I say former Sergeant Barnes and I aren't in a physical relationship?
No.
It may seem surprising, but I'm actually pretty vanilla when it comes to sex. So when I'm with former Sergeant Barnes, and he asks me to shove a in his so that later he can still feel my inside him and remember the exact shape of my. It's a little much sometimes. What?
Have you seen the actual recording yet?
No, why?
No, you can't tell him. It'll ruin his innocence.
Video playback. Down a hall, former Sergeant Barnes's head and torso are just visible where he is bent over a copy machine. The machine is lurching forward and back, along with former Sergeant Barnes, as he is presumably taken from behind by Director Rogers.
God, yeah, take it, you dirty. I'm gonna your ass until you in your.
End playback.
That's my Steve, the filthiest motherfucker around, and he has no idea.
It's fine. I really don't need to see the video. Why don't we talk about something else?
Hell yes, I want to see the video. Hang on, let me get some lotion. Bruce, are we still out of Kleenex?
I don't want to know.
So, what would happen if Director Rogers and former Sergeant Barnes were caught?
It would be bad.
It definitely wouldn't be good.
Mid-morning. An office door slams somewhere down the hall. Tony drops his coffee mug. Bucky pulls a knife from an unseen location. Bruce is hidden, but the soft sound of chanting is audible. Sam is seen frantically closing the blinds in his office windows. There is the clicking of a woman's high-heeled shoes, then silence. City Manager Natasha Romanoff appears without warning in the doorway. Director Rogers jumps and screams.
Barnes, Rogers, my office. Now.
Natasha? Scary? No. No, definitely not. Impossible. I am not scared of Natasha, and I was not at all apprehensive in regards to telling her about my relationship with former Sergeant Barnes. Is it hot in here?
Natasha is the best boss I have ever worked for. She is efficient, fair, assertive, and the most dangerously beautiful woman I have ever seen. We both fear and love her.
I agree with Tony.
Please tell her we said that. Exactly in those words.
Natasha? She's good at her job, don't get me wrong. But her driver's license says she was born in 1984. And I have actual photographic evidence.
Sam lifts up a large framed group photograph.
Placing her on the American City Council as early as 1921. See?
Points.
There she is.
Close-up on City Council photograph featuring Natasha Romanoff in the middle of a large group of scared-looking men.
An explanation? I don't have one. Frankly, I don't want one.
Am I worried about this meeting? In the cosmic sense, no. I made peace with my own mortality years ago. Besides, me and Natasha go way back. We met in Sarajevo? Sounds about right.
What was a municipal city manager doing in Bosnia?
The fact that I've never asked that question is the only reason I'm still alive.
Are they going to get fired? Unlikely.
Are they going to die? It's a distinct possibility.
Bruce nods in agreement. Director Rogers and former Sergeant Barnes walk down a long hallway just before they enter the office at the end of the hall. Director Rogers is seen taking hold of Sergeant Barnes's hand.
Fortunately, we managed to find a solution that was amenable to the city manager, as well as me and former Sergeant Barnes.
Steve and I got hitched!
Yup, Steve and Bucky got married in Atlantic City over the weekend. I was there, and yes, it was adorable. I'm very happy for them, as long as they stop having sex in my office!
It was one time, maybe three counting last night.
Ugh.
Bucky and I obviously didn't want to end our relationship, but City Hall has firm rules about dating coworkers for a reason. I was ready to resign, when, thankfully, Natasha pointed out a loophole in the fraternization bylaws. Turns out, there is no rule against married couples in the same department.
There's no actual rule against dating within the department either. I made it up. I've been trying to get Barnes and Rogers to tie the knot for years, throwing in a little reverse psychology. Child's play.
Yes, some might say it was sudden, and they'd be right. But Bucky and I, well, we've known each other a long time. So I think of this less as a beginning and more like a culmination. I've known for years, but I do work in the government, so it's nice to have it on paper. I love James Buchanan Barnes.
So, can you tell us about what happened after the ceremony? It was a 3-day weekend.
What, the honeymoon? I'd have to say that's between me and former Sergeant Barnes.
It was amazing. We took turns, if you know what I mean. I am thoroughly chafed.
So, fun couple of days. I guess we didn't really get much park stuff done.
Bruce shrugs and tosses a paper airplane.
Maybe come back next week? Hopefully the lovebirds will have settled down, and you can film us filling out paperwork and sleeping through meetings.
A sudden commotion starts up in Director Rogers and Sam's shared office. There is the sound of a rolling chair hitting the wall, muffled curses, and a faint electrical buzzing. The door slams open, and Sam emerges with his laptop and various file folders clutched to his chest.
Hell no! Not again!
The curses turn to moans, and Director Rogers' shoe is visible as he kicks the office door shut. A few moments of sex noises pass, then there is a loud thump, and everyone in the room jumps as the silhouette of former Sergeant Barnes becomes starkly visible where he has been pressed up against the office's closed blinds, presumably by Director Rogers, in an act of passion.
So how's Tuesday work for you guys?
The end.
Reader's note. This is totally from Miss Marina 95, because the first time I saw this and I put a link of it on Twitter and she reacted so amazingly. She's been cheerleading for a podfic of this story since, like, 2014, I think. And I'm really happy to be a part of putting together this present for her. I know she'll enjoy it. And everybody else too, and thank you for collaborating with me and everybody working together so well under Annalise O'Ten's guidance to make this fucking fantastic podfic. I like the fact that I got to be Steve because I'm the one who wasn't afraid of all the beeps.